Yo.
Bienvenido, Jorge Martínez.
Thank you, man.
Al Paradigma Show.
Paradigma Show.
Estamos con Jay Mystic, tu nombre de artista, ¿correcto?
Yep, Jay Mystic.
Un artista y escritor en el crew de Explicit OC, artista de la ciudad de Durango, México, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Actualmente estás en la ciudad de Chicago, supongo.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Jorge, ¿cómo es de que empezaste tú en la música?
Yo cuando comencé en la música estaba en la ciudad de Durango, Vicente Guerrero, Durango. And me encantaba el hip hop desde que estaba bien morrillo. So, siempre me encantaba componer cancioncitas y freestyle. You know, todas esas cosas del hip hop cultura.
¿Cómo fue cómo fue que empezaste? ¿Con qué artistas empezaste? ¿O cómo fue eso? ¿Cómo empezaste a escuchar el hip hop?
Como escuché el hip hop. Mi primera canción que escuché de hip hop era Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh.
Y desde ahí me comenzó a gustar el hip hop, and I was like real into Wu-Tang, and I was trying to be like them, rap like them, and all that personality.
Hey, eso lo escuchaste en México.
Yup, I was in Mexico when I was listening to Wu-Tang and all that.
Wow. Siento que para tener... De hecho, sí, como que puedo ver ese tipo de estilo que tienes en tu música. Estaba escuchando la canción de Arcy.
Arcy, oh, yeah.
Que, por supuesto, ¿cómo puede escuchar la gente tu trabajo?
Perdóneme, es que estoy echándome un cigarrito.
Tú dale.
Pues me pueden escuchar por todos lados también, es en Jay Mystic, en Spotify y todas las streaming platforms también. Y es la primera canción que tengo, es como un solo artist. Debería de tener una, pero algo pasó en el website que mi rolita, la otra rola. So ahorita por mientras tengo esa rolita llamada Odyssey by Jay Mystic.
Estaba escuchando la canción. Cuentas una historia de creo que terminas al final con el de esta historia apenas es mi principio, ¿no? Es like, pues otro nuevo, es mi historia con un nuevo principio.
Con un nuevo principio, comenzando otra página.
Otra página, ahí. ¿Verdad?
So, es como un cliffhanger por ahí, así como la termino. And you can hear in the background que se escucha como, like, como un fight, un bar fight.
Ajá. Y en el mismo, alguien pide que le sirvan, ¿no?
Yeah, una copa que se dice, like, en una cantina, and she's taking this story.
Ahora, ¿este trabajo es parte de algo más o es solamente un single o viene en conjunto con otras cosas o es algo que estás trabajando como viene?
Well, iba a ser parte de un álbum, pero decidí no hacer el álbum, so hice puros singles, o eso es una canción single, so sí viene como una historia como para explicar eso, lo que estoy diciendo, pero eso sería más adelante.
Arcy, el nombre de Arcy.
Una odisea.
Una odisea, ¿eh? ¿Cómo es de que el nombre de odisea viene al tema.
Al tema, porque a veces así siento que uno vive una odisea, así como la palabra explicable así, un odisea. Es como una aventura a sí mismo.
¿Una aventura a sí mismo?
Ajá. Cosas que pasan y cosas que uno vive uno. Porque a veces uno nos pasa que you wake up and you're trying to go get a beer y se está ponchada tu llanta o no prende tu camioneta.
Uh-huh. Sí.
So you're like, oh, fuck. So, pero no vas a evitar eso, que sea eso tu obstáculo que te detenga. So you gotta like avanzar, seguir avanzando, y entre más vas a avanzar cosas más así como una odisea, como una un cuento, sí, por decir.
Pues sí, me intrigó el nombre de odisea, ¿no? Porque como contadores de historias, contar no podemos contar una historia o uno contar una odisea, ¿no? Es el, como el plus, el extra de una historia. Muy interesante el arte de tu portada de la canción. Veo algunos libros serán como tickets de lotería. Déjame.
Son puros scratch lottery tickets. I found this fucking shit at my job. That's like a little furnace, like a furnace, and then inside they just filled it with just trash. All lottery tickets.
You took a picture of it.
I took a picture of it, and that I kind of gave that because I thought like people work hard in that place, like they really do, pero en qué se gastan el tiempo, like en verdad me dio como una cosa cuando vi eso. Dije, ah, chinga, like no manches, ¿por qué tanto? Si aquí trabajas y en eso te gastas el dinero, sí. ¿Sí me entiendes? Like, me dio cosas, so that's where came the inspiration of doing that story también a la canción, a Addison.
Muy interesante. Sí, ahora sí, ya que dices si veo la lotería, pues sí, no, así como quieren vender sueños, tal vez, ¿no? Y la odisea, pues para la gente que nos está escuchando por primera vez, tenemos a un invitado muy especial, Jorge Martínez, a.k.a. J. Mystic, de la Cruz, representando Explicit OC, plataforma de Spotify. Lo pueden encontrar como J. Mystic, J, espacio, Mystic, Mystic con un Y, con una griega. También lo pueden encontrar en YouTube, pero en YouTube aún falta un tiempo para que vayas a subir algo.
Bueno, ahorita estoy trabajando de todos lados, mi música y la música con la clica, Explicit OC, so voy a hacer una, tengo unas canciones ya hechas, nomás las tengo que masterizar, pero tenemos mi producer estaba medio malón, so he's back in the business, so van a tener más música de la EOC.
Empezaste con Wu-Tang, tuviste algunas otras influencias después de Wu-Tang, o como que Wu-Tang se quedó solamente.
It was Wu-Tang, Nas, it was to Biggie Smalls. Who else? Eminem, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube,
Todos los
Eazy-E,
chingones.
all.
¿Cómo es de que tú tienes esa, pues, cómo la música se expone a ti?
Bueno, pues, pues nomás salió naturalmente, man. I didn't wanna be like them, but it's actually like I do. At the thing, it's really cool. Like, está chido ser eso del rap, porque el rap no solo es like robar or all this shit. Rap es una like a feeling, bro. To me, rap is un feeling, bro. And I always had that ever since I started rapping, man. Just así nomás, a la brava. And I started freestyling, battling. We used to fucking fool around all the time. Over there, this was in Mexico starting. En español y después en inglés and Spanish. And I really liked it. Like, desde entonces hasta ahorita todavía hago música and a lot of projects coming.
¿Cómo es de que escuchas tu Wu-Tang? ¿Cómo escuchas eso? ¿Cómo lo escuchaste por primera ¿Cómo lo
¿Cómo
escuchaste
escucho a Wu-Tang?
por primera vez?
Por primera vez fue en una. It was in un tape player. Y they gave me a tape, which was Wu-Tang. Was the
Okay.
album. Was it
Okay.
36 Chambers. So I put that motherfucker in and I started liking that shit. Old school with the tapes. And then I had a Walkman. I used to have a Walkman, and then they used to give me a lot of tapes of all kinds of rap influence. So era de todo,
Yeah.
no más Wu-Tang, everything, man. But Wu-Tang me inspira más because, like, como somos nosotros, like Explicit OC is like a brotherhood like that. I always see ourselves like Wu-Tang and
Sí.
shit.
Do you watch the series?
Nah, I haven't watched it. I heard it's good,
I
though.
watched part of it, but yeah, didn't get the chance to finish watching the whatever they have up. Maybe I watched like two episodes or so, but yeah, that's nice, man, because that's a very like that flow is like the best flow, you know, like ooh. It's a good, we as an artist, we need to listen to good music, you know, and that's a key part of being able to create good music. If you listen to whatever you listen, you know, it's going to be a reflection of it, your influences. Not to say that, you know, other influences are better than others, but to, you know, value your influences in the best way, you know. Now, boom, United States. Now it's a different world. How do you cope with that?
Man, actually, man, it's crazy, man. I never thought I was gonna be doing fucking music actually with these guys. And I was just like how? Sometimes I still ask myself, like, how the fuck did I end up doing music with the ELC and shit? But it's actually cool because when we unite and shit, we do some pretty damn good shit, man.
How were you able to? I get that you guys are like brothers, and you guys met through herbs, the marijuana smoking, and
We do a lot of.
now you guys have any like music page for like your music, or how do we, you know, check that out?
Well, the only thing I have is an Instagram. Well, Instagram J Mystic, Explicit OC.
Oh.
Facebook, Snapchat, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then explicit OC.
There's nothing out there for explicit OC yet, right?
Yeah, it's on Spotify. All our content is on
Spotify. You have one for explicit OC.
Explicit OC, and then me, Jay Mystic, and then my brother Emma Santa Cruz, Eric Motive. All of us have our account too. And then basically all the explicit OC brothers are gonna have a solo Spotify too, real soon.
Nice. So we're looking at. You have a couple albums, right?
Yep, we got a couple there in the explicit OCs Spotify. Those are all our newest. Well, not new, but there's some songs that are new that came out. Fly.
Oh shit.
That's recent.
In and Out.
Oh shit. In and Out, recent, yeah.
But then you do have a couple albums I'm looking at. Fly, Fuck Off, Choices, Fisting, Third Time.
Yeah.
EPs, Fly, In and Out, Old Shed, Third Time, EOC, Volume 2, EOC, Volume 1. So is the old EOC, Volume 1, the first one that you've been, number one.
That's how we have it.
Explicit. Dead ass choices can fuck with us.
I do recommend.
You recommend choices? All right, I'm gonna.
That's a.
Just add it to the playlist. Now this is the first one. You say you recommend choices, and what? What is EOC again?
Original content.
Original content? What does the E stand for?
Explicit original content.
Explicit original content.
EOC.
Okay. All right. Nice. EOC. Explicit original content, Volume 1.
Volume 1, yeah.
And then you guys did explicit original content, Volume 2. Right?
Volume 2. That's a good idea too. We got good songs there.
Flow Pound, Cash It Down.
Flow Pound.
Yeah, is I'm gonna head and add it up. Definitely.
Fisting, Roadkill. Basically all the songs.
It's a banger. You say this is... Well, what makes this... let me just... we got the Fisting, Porn Star, Roadkill.
Roadkill.
What are you... Why you like this album so much?
Man, I really like this album because that's when we're back in the day. We're used to, like, after the fucking pandemic shit started, we were, like, really, really, really together and in this fucking, like, deep, deep in, bro.
Yeah.
And putting all-nighters, bro, like, sleeping over there, fucking calling off work and all that shit. All that stuff. Yeah, bro, that's how fucking dope this was. And we're still getting love for that. We're still getting plays off that shit on Spotify. We don't get a play, but we get some.
You're definitely gonna get some more for all the people that are listening. You know. Now we jump into Third Time.
Third Time. Oh, if you like to smoke weed, bro. If you like to smoke weed, you can definitely fucking play that song and smoke to that. And we got a video. Third Time on the explicit OC YouTube page.
Definitely. checking and out. We got old shit.
Producer too, Frank Ducati. He's the main guy that does everything. He does our beats. He masters everything. And if you want studio time, hit my boy up too, Frank Ducati. He's a master. He's a beast, bro.
Sure. And anybody that, you know, is listening and might be interested, you know, we have artists from all over the country, from all over the world. You know, right now we're doing Illinois, so you know, hit up my guy, and I know some artists that, you know, always looked into just working with different producers, you know, finding different sounds, and they have a specific vision of what they're trying to accomplish, you know, and just having, you know, certain options open, it's always good.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah.
So now Fly is your latest one, right?
Fly is the latest one, yep.
Explicit OC. Now, Explicit OC. When do you doing your own solo album, you think?
Well, I did an album that I was gonna supposed to do, but that album is gonna become all singles, so it's gonna be all singles. As soon as I get in touch with my homeboys, that's when I'm gonna start doing my singles. Like, I would say, like, the end of the year.
Okay.
But now we're focusing on Explicit OC, so we're doing our thing. And then my brother, too, Simon Santa Cruz, is doing his own thing, too. He's doing his thing with the chicken wing.
Chicken wing. Yeah. Man, fucking good shit, man. Like, to see sometimes the artist just history and his words, you know, outside just maybe not rap music or art, you know, whatever artistic form we're doing, you know, just to have a talk about, you know, the art.
Yeah. The art. We all art, man. We all art. What we're doing right now?
Correct. Yes, sir.
It's art, bro.
Yes, sir. So, Jorge Martinez, J Mystic, where do we see you in 10 years?
What do I see me in 10 years?
Yes.
Shit. 10 years. Hopefully fucking have a house and fucking have a music career or something about it. Be happy and that's it. I just want to be happy, which I am very happy right now, so can't complain. Even though this fucking pandemic shit kind of ruined a lot of people's fucking stuff, though.
Yes.
What counts is just being happy, man. Like, not being sad, you know? I don't like that.
Yes, sir.
I was a very person back in the day, and I refuse to be a person like that.
Yes.
Rather be happy. Just be like that. Continue to be like, even though in 10 years I'll be happy as hell. Whatever I got, I'm still happy. Whatever I get.
Understanding happiness too, you know, it's like we tend to go and look for happiness when we have it inside all the time. You know, it's we're looking outside and we're looking in the wrong places. Understanding happiness, it's finding your purpose, understanding your purpose and going at it every day. You know, success is defined differently. and success is different for everybody. You know, it's not, you know, yes, money is important, but being happy is important. You know, and it, you know, whatever you do, you do it at your best. You know, you like find your purpose, man. Like,
do it without. Do it. Knowing that you're good, or whoever is surrounded by you, just as long as you guys are good, you're okay. As long as you're happy and love what you do, you're good. Continue to be like that. Don't let no one bring you down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, do you have any music videos?
Music videos, you can check the... Well, me, as me, no. But I do got Explicit OC. You can look them up on the YouTube, Explicit OC. We got...
All right, let's check it out. Explicit OC. Okay. I'm subscribing right now, by the way.
Oh, good.
Everybody that is listening,
yeah,
check this. You know, man, this is the history in the making. You know, so definitely here to. I'm here to see you grow as artists, and you know,
yeah,
you know, just see the homies that. You know, to make it.
Yeah, we come along, man, and how we all met is just like funny as hell.
So now, which one would you recommend me to watch? Third time,
yeah, hell yeah.
I'm not gonna listen on it to it because you know, in the podcast with you, but I am watching the visuals, and I can already see that it's a well produced video, well thought of, and you know,
yeah,
professional.
Like I said, bro, like the key to have a fucking, I say, a dope video is have fun and be happy, bro. At what you do best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What we do best is fucking spit some raps, smoke some fucking marijuana. And that's how we fucking, así brillamos, like Explicit OC. But we no criminals, we no gangbangers, nothing related to shit. We just rappers, bro, just shitting on whatever the fuck we find our hands to. But yeah.
I am watching the video right now.
My boy Simon said,
yeah, it's really
that shit. My boy.
So for whoever is listening, go on YouTube and write EOC, third time, directed by Frank Ducati.
Ducati, yeah.
Frank Ducati. Shout out to Frank Ducati. Wherever you are, Frank Ducati.
He's my producer, my engineer, the filmmaker.
For real?
Yeah, he does everything. Everything, bro. He's the pro, Frank. Bro. He's the fucking master, bro.
Well, shout out to Frank Ducati.
Ducati, Frank Ducati, bro.
Frank Ducati. He snapped with his name, too.
Oh, yeah. Love his name.
And so, right now, for like the playlist that you have right now, what would you say that you listen to the most?
Right now, as in right now?
Yes.
That's a good question, man. Do you mean, what do you mean by that, though?
Like on your playlist, right? Your music playlist. Oh. What is your most played? What is your most played, like tracks that you're currently, you know, playing?
Well, but I would say, well, third time, man.
Third time?
Yeah.
That's one of them?
Yeah, that's one of them, bro. That's one of my favorite songs. And video and everything, bro.
I'm still watching the visuals as we speak.
Yeah, it's dope. I really like that video.
Very nice, yeah. Very nice. George.
What's good, man?
For your music, what do you what's the style that you consider your music to be?
My style? Well, I got all kinds of styles, man. Like, I can do it all. I can, like, sometimes if I want to be a goofball, I'll be singing and all kinds of shit, you know. I fucking be like, you know, kind of a like a Michael Jackson way, you know, all that crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it all. I don't think I consider have a style or a style because I do all the styles, I guess. And I have fun with it. That's the main part about it. Like, I can do like anything that comes to my head and shit, and, or a sound, or like, I can do like a beatbox. I do myself beatbox and I do that shit.
I am. Oh man, I have some good shit right now. So it's like nice. It's like smooth. It's like boom.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm smoking on right now.
Cool. I'm smoking right now as we speak too. Smoking a twisted hemp, natural marijuana.
Nice. What is the difference? Like natural and like synthetic?
It's hemp, like marijuana, smoking marijuana.
Okay, so they're not non-smoking marijuana.
They're like wraps, bro. They're like almost like, yeah, but like wraps. They almost look like blunts.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Twist.
Nice. Okay. I'm doing raw.
I like
wrap with
smoke raw. My favorite paper though is OCBs though.
I don't know if I've tried that.
Never tried an OCB?
Maybe I have. But yeah, probably not really into names like that, but I just do this one because of the filter.
I feel you.
Yeah, and not to smoke so much tobacco.
You don't smoke tobacco?
I do, but not in the regular.
Oh, okay. You smoke more weed?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I smoke weed every day. I wake up.
Yeah.
I go to work, I smoke weed.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the one thing that inspired you to start, like, you know, going into the music? What inspires you the most? Let me ask better.
I guess the homies, man. The homies, because I wouldn't done what I'm doing if I would have met all these motherfuckers, which are basically my only friends here. Being heard too, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It is really,
you know what I'm saying?
It is important when you have a circle or a team that, you know, have the same vision as you, you know, and like they, you know, they pulled each other up.
Yep.
And definitely, 13 minds are better than one.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Jorge Martinez, Jay Mystic, De La Crew, Explicit OC, aquí en el Paradigma Show. Un invitado de verdad, de especial. Vayan a checar su música en Spotify, en todas las plataformas. Explicit OC, Jay Mystic. Cuando digo Jay, nomás es la J, like, nomás es J, la letra. No le ponga nada Y, nomás es la pura J. Y Mystic, con la M, Y, S, T, I, C. Y búsquenlo, chequen su material. Yo tengo que chequear. Yo no sabía, yo estaba un poquito, confundido, no confundido, bueno, pues no, o sea, porque no más tenías una canción, pero es pues más todo en Explicit OC, ¿no? Tus canciones y todo eso, supongo, ¿no? Y, o sea, actualmente estás trabajando más solo.
Más solo, sí, tengo mucha música solo, nomás tengo que ponerme las pilas y grabar y soltar las rolas, man.
Muy bien, pues te vamos a esperar. Ahí, la gente que nos escucha, que se mantenga atenta. ¿Gustas añadir algo antes de despedirnos?
Pues, pero primero, gracias por tenernos en cuenta, man, en The Paradigma Show, bro. I respect that, bro.
The Paradigma Show, bro. Paradigma Show. Paradigma Show. Sí, somos, o sea, es el paradigma, ¿no? We're artists. We're the artists, and me as an artist, like, man, if you, like, the voices of artists, you know, I sometimes need to be heard, you know, and it's not like, look, se está desconectando un poquito, espera, está desconectando un poquito, veamos si ahorita se, okay, se está desconectando un poquito, si
The Paradigma Show.
The Paradigma Show. ¿Sí me escuchas?
Yeah, bro, I hear you.
Okay, bien. Esa partecita no se desconectó. So, si quieres, lo volvemos a empezar de ahí. El Paradigma Show es un espacio para artistas como nosotros, y pues yo solamente soy una fuente, ¿no? De que soy un mismo paradigma en mí mismo, que yo siempre me gusta tener una buena conversación con otro artista, y hay muchas personas que también pueden escuchar y descubrir un nuevo artista, ¿no? Y diferentes historias que nos inspiran a por sí mismo ir por nuestros sueños, ¿no? Tal vez gente que siempre ha querido ser un artista o escribir una canción o empezar un crew o no escuchar historias de gente y las cosas que ha pasado, ¿no?
Yeah.
Y sí, yo tengo preguntas como artista de ciertas cosas y por eso hice el show para pues platicar con los artistas y es chévere porque los artistas nos entendemos, ¿no? Y podemos ser abiertos y expresarnos de alguna manera y sí. Pues me da mucho gusto que hayas podido ser parte del segmento y esperamos a contratarnos pronto en un futuro para otro segmento, si me entiendes, ya cuando saques tu proyecto para que invitemos a la gente que lo va a chequear.
Hell yeah, man.
¿Gustas mandarle saludos a alguien?
Pues a toda la Explicit OC, todos esos cabrones, a toda la gente de Durango, a todos mis paisanos allá que siguen trabajando allá, que es, acá escuchan a Jay Mystic y a mi crew and shit, a dar apoyo de allá de México.
Muy bien.
Yep.
Muy bien, Jorge. Chugustazo. Jay Mystic in the house. Paradigma Show.
Hell yeah, bro.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon, man.
Hell yeah, bro. Thank you, bro.